get ready for a special Let's Pray we put together for you during our coronavirus prayer coverage on Let's Pray Hope Channel.
That's right. Also, we're continuing our new series on the armor of God, and we're taking your calls live as always. Let's get ready. Let's pray.
Hello and welcome to Let's Pray, the place where you don't have to pray alone. 877-7-LETS-PRAY is the number to call with any request you have. You guys, we're live.
That's right, and we're excited to connect with you as always, especially during this very difficult time.
That's right. You know, guys, we are live right now. We want you to know that 877-7-LETS-PRAY is the number. You may notice that things are a little bit different. Stuff might look a touch different on the program. We are working with a very, very small team. Normally, we would have about 20, 25 people. Mm-hmm. Right now, we're working with 5. Praise God. We're trying to make sure that you know you have spiritual support and that you don't have to pray alone while considering the health and safety of our team here at Let's Pray. Yeah. They obviously are not worried about Mario and I. We don't know what's going on. I'm just kidding. Of course they care. This is something that Mario and I want to do, as well as the amazing team. And guys, we're pushing phone calls to our phone volunteers' homes.
That's right.
They are there taking your phone calls.
That's
so we
right.
just want to say thank you so much to our phone volunteers.
That's right. And speaking of our phone volunteers, I think this whole thing is just encapsulated. We're working. This is a Hope at Home season.
This is
Hope at Home. And so during this coronavirus pandemic, we just want to be here for you. As Season said, we want to provide some hope, comfort, and just give us an opportunity to come together as we do every week to pray and lift
Amen.
Each other up.
Amen.
Yeah.
You guys, you can always reach us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Let's Pray Live. And of course, we are still taking your calls live. Thank you to Jason, who's here with us, greeting our calls. 877-7-LETS-PRAY is our number. What's that international number,
That
Mario?
International number is 859-777-PRAY. And we'll dive into our topic in just a moment. But first, let's start with a word of prayer. Let's pray. Father, we are grateful to be able to have this medium of communication.
Amen.
We love our community. And Lord, we're just asking that you would continue to hold us up as things unravel around us. But Lord, you are our strength and we lean on you. And we are continuing to talk about, pray through the armor of God in Ephesians. And we're excited about this series, Lord. Please join us because you make it all beautiful and you make it all possible. We love you, God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, as always.
Yeah.
Guys, we do have the special programming, Hope at Home. I believe we're going to be coming back to our community live on Sabbath as well to talk to you. We're going to have some special content. We'll tell you more as that comes. Just stay tuned.
Right.
It's going to be, we did this last Sabbath too.
Yeah.
And so if you want to see what we've already done from last week in anticipation for this coming week, go to hopetv.org/@home. Amen,
amen.
And amen.
Well,
so how's your week going? What's going on with you?
Listen, we are joining our friends and family around the world and being quarantining ourselves. my son just recently said to my wife, today actually, he said, "So, Mommy, how long are we going to be in the house?" And so that was an indication that early cabin fever is starting. We're going to have some get creative in the house. Yeah. How about you, Season?
Doing well. Same thing with Gideon. He's not really sure what's going on. We're trying to explain to him some safety and some awareness at 3.5. You kind of have to weigh what you say.
Right.
I don't want to induce any kind of fear or make him afraid of his surroundings. So what we try to do is get him out to a park. Praise God for my husband. He has been able to take him. He knows the area very well. So he goes to places where there aren't a lot of people, and he gets him out. We run around in the yard, kick a ball, throw a frisbee. We can still go outside, right?
Amen. Right.
And
Amen.
Guess what else you can't cancel? Prayer.
That's
Amen, right.
Amen, right?
So churches are closed. The prayer community is vital right now.
It is.
And guys, 877-7-LETS-PRAY is the number. to call. Mm-hmm. And as you guys, some of you are watching us on Facebook Live right now, we're so grateful for the technology that allows us to be together in spirit, truly to provide hope at home.
Yeah. So let us know, family, where are you calling from? Where are you at? How are things where you're at? Mm-hmm. What do you need prayer for? Mm-hmm. We just want to hear from you.
Yeah.
877-7 Let's Pray.
Yes. Amen. Amen. So, Mario, I know that we have been going through the armor of God. Mm-hmm. At this point, why don't we talk to the community about what we've covered so far?
Yeah, so we're moving through Ephesians chapter 6, mm-hmm. putting on and praying through the full armor of God.
The full armor.
Yeah, so that we might be able to stand against the enemy. Yeah. And so we have our scripture. In fact, I'm going to go ahead and read it, season, starting with Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 through 18. And it says, and let's see, it says, I actually have this wrong. I'm going to go ahead and flip this page right here. There we go. Finally, put on, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes.
Amen.
For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of darkness. Of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly realms. Mm. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when that day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. Mm. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace.
I love it.
In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And then verse 18, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for the Lord's people.
Amen. Now, that is a chunk of scripture.
It is.
There's two parts that I really want to highlight. The whole thing is good because, amen, it's the word of God, right? But the section that we'll be going over today, as the Lord allows, is going to be right at the back end of verse 14. It says, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, which to me, Mario says, guess where it can be?
Where?
Out of place. Yes. Our righteousness can be out of place and put in other things.
That's right.
And we can talk about where that comes from, right?
We're going to talk about that,
And I think it's so appropriate that we've added verse 18, pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Amen.
That program is going to be powerful.
Can't wait.
Yeah. Man, friends, we want to hear from you. 877-7 Let's Pray is the number to call.
Amen.
Our phone lines are usually ringing off the hook.
We
want to hear from you, but I know Season just said it. We have somebody.
We do.
So keep calling us.
Keep calling. Brenda in California. Welcome to Let's Pray. How can we pray for you?
Hi, Susan.
Hi.
And Mario, this is Brenda, and I have been calling before. My husband has had cancer, and he's currently in remission, and I want to praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And then also, I also called before about printing my book in time for General Conference, but I pray that it will be to God's glory, and if it's his will, that it get done. But in the meantime, I would like prayer for the leaders of our church to know what to do in this crisis pertaining to traveling and so forth.
Amen. You know, I really appreciate you kicking off the program with a word of praise. We thank you so much for that, Miss Brenda. And then I know that the leaders of our church appreciate your prayers. We need prayer for all of our leaders in our church, out of our church, all around the globe, okay? And I think that it's so important that you've started our program off with these two beautiful praise and requests. Thank you so much, Brenda. We'll pray in just a moment.
Amen. We have faithful Wilbert calling from Texas. My brother, Corona is not going to keep you from calling
in.
It's so good to hear from you. How can we pray a praise with you?
Well, I would like to pray that the Lord would just continue to help us all, the follow him, mm-hmm. and want to pray for all the sick and shut in that I know, and just want to pray that the Lord would just be with everyone, just mm-hmm. Just take care of them, and just continue to give them peace, and just guide and direct our path and help us in trials.
Amen, amen. Wilbert, how have you been navigating the COVID-19 epidemic? Is your faith strong?
Yeah, because, you know, because the Lord, you know, he's gonna take care of us and everyone,
right.
and we just have faith in him and stuff. And,
amen.
That's right. That's right. So good to hear from you always, and especially during this time. Good to have our Let's Pray family checking in. So, Wilbert, we'll certainly lift those requests up, and so good to talk to you.
Amen.
Talk to you later.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, Wilbert. Pardon me, dear. Before we move on to Naomi in New Jersey, just one second, Miss Naomi. I just wanted to say, friends, if you're dealing with this and you're feeling anxiety or stress or pressure of some kind, we're here. Let's pray together. Mm-hmm. We're not the answer, but we know the one who is. And
that's
so
right.
I just want to encourage you, keep dialing, keep calling. We have prayer volunteers. We're so glad that we have the chance to be here for you. We love you. And Naomi, welcome to Let's Pray. How can we pray for you?
Well, I'm live in a minute.
How you doing, Miss Naomi?
Yes, hello.
Hi. How can we pray for you?
I just wanted to request prayer for myself and my family.
Yes.
For our spiritual walk, and that we would be able to get back into our studies more.
Amen.
We was baptized a little over a year ago, and we were into our studies and everything, but we sort of kind of fell off of with the Sabbath school lessons and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
and coming together daily in our studies. So if you could, would just lift my husband and I up
absolutely.
In our studies,
absolutely.
Our relationship, and then our children's spiritual walk also, and our, you know, and then our grandchildren as well, our family
yes.
as a whole.
Absolutely. We'd be honored to do that. Thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to share in your story for at least through some prayer. And I just want to encourage you, you know, that time together as a family, the enemy hates it. So it is opposed. So don't be discouraged if you've fallen out of the habit for a period of time. Now is the time. Amen. But don't let the enemy lie to you and shame you or make you feel bad if you have been about that time that you guys have kind of fallen away from that habit, because Jesus is still there. Right? Amen.
Amen.
And he'll bring you right back to it. Amen.
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 Thank you.
Absolutely. Listen, it's hard sometimes. Mm-hmm. It really is. So we're going to be lifting you up. Would you do us a favor, Miss Naomi?
Yes.
When we pray for you, would you include Mario and I and our families in your prayers mm-hmm. as well?
Yes, I will do.
We're all a community here. None of us is any different or further away from the cross. We're all shoulder to shoulder at the foot of the cross together as a family, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Amen, Naomi. Thanks so much for calling.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
We have TJ calling from Florida. TJ, how can we pray a praise with you today?
First of all, how you guys doing?
Good.
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you so much.
Good.
I just want to pray for my friends at school. Mm. You know, they're still, even though the coronavirus is still going on, and it's kind of getting the way of the graduation. So, and I really want them to graduate. So mm-hmm. I just want you to pray for my friend. Her name is Tracy, and a couple other people that I don't really talk to, but, like, I just want you to pray for them.
Got you. TJ, man, how old are you, may I ask?
Oh, I'm 18.
18. So this is senior year for you. And I know that your school is probably up in the air as to what's going to happen, as you said, for graduation. Man, thank you so much for calling. And how are you handling all of this stuff going on?
Well, you know, I have my beautiful family, you know.
Amen.
You know, thank God for them and, you know, taking care of me. And I've been, you know, taking care of myself as well, drinking a lot of water and washing my hands and, it's been very well. Thank you so much for asking.
Hey, no problem, man. Just one more question, TJ. I mean, it's so good when young people call in. It just reinvigorates us.
Hang on. We're not young?
Well, uh-oh. We are kind of-ish young, but...
I'm kidding, TJ. I'm kidding.
Hey, man, I'm really young at heart, man.
He's younger than me. Let's say that.
Yeah, man. I forgot the question I was going to ask
sorry.
You. Oh, no. How long have you been watching, or how did you find out about Let's Pray?
Well, my family loves Hope Channel.
Okay.
And one day I was watching it all alone in my house, and I just scrolled, and then Let's Pray was on, and then I just kind of got into it because, you know, it's about prayer, and I love prayer, you know, because we all need prayer every once in a while.
Man, that's what's up, man. That's what's up.
Hey. Amen. So when are you doing your first watch party? That's
right.
What I'm saying.
Right.
Let's get together, TJ.
Right.
Let's hang out.
Hey, listen, man, tell your friends we are praying for them.
Yes.
Let them know, you know, about the program. It doesn't really matter where they're at in their walk in life. We accept everybody, and we're ecstatic that you called, man. So take care, TJ. Hope to hear from you again.
I will. Thank you. God bless y'all.
All right. You too, man.
All right.
All right.
All right, Mario, we have one more caller before we go. Now, I don't have a name, but I've been told this is a healthcare provider from New York. And for those of you who don't know, New York is really dealing with a lot right now. I know everybody is, but specifically New York. So welcome to Let's Pray. How can we pray for you?
Good evening. Thank you for taking my call.
Happy to. Please.
I just want to... First of all, thank the Lord that I am alive.
Amen.
And that I am dealing with the COVID virus. Right now, I am positive for it.
Wow. You're our first positive caller.
Yes, I am.
I'm so sorry.
But I want to thank the Lord that I have, as a healthcare provider, I know enough alternative medicine that I can use at home.
Amen.
And that's what I am using because there is, you know, no medication that is available to us.
Mm-hmm.
But the only concern and the fear that we have as healthcare providers is that there isn't enough protective equipment for us.
Okay.
And because of that, it gives us a fear to go out there. And we are torn between doing what is ethical and protecting ourselves.
That's a terrible choice to make. I'm so sorry.
So I would like for you to pray that the Lord will give us the strength to be able to even go back out there after we have been sick.
Hmm.
And that he will give us the love that we need for each other.
Amen.
But more than anything else, to just protect us.
Amen.
Because the expectation on us is unfair.
It is a lot. It is a lot. And with so many people counting on you normally day to day, you're shouldering that burden and that weight with honor, so many of you. And then in a time like this, the demand is even more. And we're so sorry that you're feeling this cognitive dissonance in the choices that you're having to make. But we're praying for you. We know that Jesus Christ is the way. Is it possible to catch just your first name?
I would rather not.
That's quite all right. No worries. We definitely want to respect that. So, dear sister in Christ, please know that we're going to be praying for you and the concerns that you have. And I believe that there are a lot of people sharing the same concerns. So I know that your phone call has really been a blessing to so many that are not able to really speak up about this right now.
Thank you so very much. Have a wonderful evening.
You too. Thank you so much.
Ooh, bye-bye.
Our powerful Jesus.
Yeah.
All right. Shall we pray?
Sure.
All right.
All right.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the opportunity to lift up Brenda and Naomi and our dear healthcare provider sister in New York, Jesus. Lord, they are representing slices of our community, Father, Lord. Brenda is asking for prayers for the leaders of our church, Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you that you put people in place and you remove them, Lord, that you dispense your wisdom and discernment when asked for, Father. So we are asking for wisdom and discernment on their behalves and a hedge of protection around them and their families in the name of Jesus. Lord, for all of us here sitting together, and especially for our dear friend from New York, Jesus, Lord, we pray that no sickness would touch their families in the name of Jesus. Lord, I don't know what everybody's path is, but I know that you are powerful, Father, and that you are able, Lord. We submit to your will and purposes and plan, Father. But Jesus, we're asking, and we're not afraid to ask, because you are a God who gives and a God who loves, Lord. So our dear friend from New York, Lord, she's thanking you that she's alive. She is positive with COVID-19. Father, we're asking for speedy healing, Lord, that she would get through this, Father, with very minimal or no complications at all in the name of Jesus, and that you would bring her into healing and fullness, Lord, soon, and give her the love that she is asking for her fellow man and co-workers, Jesus, and the ability to get out there. Strengthen her to do the work. Lord, they need protective gear, Jesus. So please, I pray that that would filter rapidly to those in need, Father, especially our frontline medical and first responders, Lord. Heavenly Father, we're praying for Naomi. Jesus, she said that she is really concerned and would like coverage for her family, for their studies together, for the relationships and her husband and her children and her grandchildren, Father. You know each one of them, and we are asking for your coverage and your protection, Lord. The word says that you will never leave us or forsake us, and Naomi is turning to you, Lord. So please bless her in these requests in the name of Jesus.
Lord, we just continue lifting up Wilbert, and just we thank you for keeping him strong in you, even during these times. And as he has called in, almost not once has he ever asked for many things for himself, but it's always for someone else. And he wants to pray for the sick and shut in, those who are navigating through COVID-19, this pandemic, and trying to figure out and adjust and transition. Lord, we just ask that you would please bless them, keep them, Lord, and put your healing hand over them where they need it, and your protective hand as well, God. Thank you so much for Wilbert, God, and continue to strengthen him so that he can be a light to others. And then, Lord, we thank you so much for TJ, who called in and is just concerned about graduation. He also is concerned about some of his friends, and one particular by the name of Tracy, God. So we call out Tracy to you right now in the name of Jesus. You know her concerns. You know her areas of growth. You know her struggles. You know what she's thinking even at this moment, God. And so we ask that she would feel your presence and that she would feel your power, God, as she makes decisions, as she contemplates, maybe as she cries, whatever her circumstances are, God, may she feel you near. And then the other friends that he did not name, that he may not be close with, but just has concerns for them, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you would intercede and intervene in their lives. And may they come to a knowledge of you if they don't know. And Lord, just be with them all as they are waiting to hear what graduation looks like for them. Mm-hmm. Bless TJ in the name of Jesus, Lord, with continued wisdom and discernment. May his light so shine among men that they may see his good works and glorify his Father in heaven. Thank you for his life. Thank you for his presence in this community. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. It's an honor to pray for our family, our online family, our phone family. Mm-hmm. We love you guys. I do want to share a quick prayer request, and we're going to pray for Carol here in just a moment. But one of our phone volunteers, she sent me a text today. We've heard through the grapevine that she ended up in the hospital yesterday. Her comment to me via voicemail today was that she was not, the doctors are shaking their heads. They're just not sure. She said that she just would like some coverage, some prayer coverage at this point. Mm-hmm. And we are really grateful for her and for her life and for the Lord's covering during this time for her.
That's right. That's right. Also, for our other team member, Russ's father.
That's right, Michael.
Michael, going through heart surgery.
He's going to have a valve replacement, I believe, was it. So we want to make sure that we're lifting up Russ. He is directing the program right now, running audio. Actually, Josue's directing, and you know what? I think they're all doing like three or four jobs back there.
I was going to say we could really count and say the names of all of our family members who are
helping us. You know what? Russ was just telling me, he's talking in my ear, he's one of our directors. He says, you know what, we have a shot. Why don't you guys go to that shot? You can see that there are no people standing behind our cameras right now. Usually there are three, and then a jib operator, which is the overhead camera you're seeing us on right now. One, two, three, nobody's there. So don't move too much, Mario.
Right.
This really, the reason we're talking about that portion, besides loving our community, praying for our family members and our Let's Pray community family, is so that you understand, really, we just want to be here for you. We want you to have hope at home.
That's right.
I know it sounds like a tagline, but really, it's our desire for us to come together to do a little social distancing between the chairs and to try to be wise, of course, but to trust that the Lord will bless and keep us, because there's a community that we want to love and serve, and you're it.
That's it.
Honestly, doing this, it helps me too.
Mm-hmm.
So...
yeah, cutting down on
Amen.
The cabin fever as
Amen.
Well.
Amen. So, friends, we'd like to go to the Word of God at this time. And our second scripture for the program today is in Titus chapter 3, verse 5. He saved us not because of righteous things we had done, but because of His mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit. Now, how does that relate to the breastplate of righteousness, Mario?
Yeah, you know, you mentioned it, Season. You highlighted the fact that when we read the scripture about putting on the breastplate of righteousness, it encourages encourages us in the Word to put it on, as opposed to not having it on, number one. But also, you know, as I'm sitting here thinking about it, Season, this piece of armor is so vital. Because you talked about putting on different pieces of righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we feel righteous. We feel like we are righteous if we keep a law or if we attend church X amount of times.
It's a behavior.
Yeah. It's like we were talking about, performance oriented.
Correct.
But we're being told that this righteousness that we put on does not come from our ability.
Mm.
It's the righteousness of Jesus Christ that we're putting on.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did a little tiny study, and before we go to our phone lines, I just wanted to mention this to you. I thought it was interesting. Now, I'm not a theologian, so it might not be a direct correlation, but did you know that in the priestly robe, they had the breastplate or the chest plate of judgment?
Mm.
And now today we're talking about righteousness.
Right.
And so it's like Christ has covered that judgment with His righteousness.
That's
and I know that one's armor for battle, one is the priestly robes. I get this a little different. But it just struck me, and I thought, wow, Jesus, how powerful and beautiful You are.
That's it.
And you know what, guys? Jesus Christ and His righteousness is enough to cover us. There are things, and I love that it covers our heart and our vital and vulnerable organs.
Right.
So the things that are vital and vulnerable in our lives, maybe our heart, our emotions, the things that we're feeling right now for, I don't know, a global pandemic.
Right.
All of the stuff that's happening right now, we're talking about the armor of God how to receive covering for that through Christ's righteousness.
That's right. Amen. PowerPoints, Season's PowerPoint.
Mario, bring in the Word. Amen. Praise Jesus for all of it. So I know that we have a couple of callers. So we have somebody from Georgia. One more time. Kenneth, welcome to Let's Pray. How can we pray for you?
Well, I just want to pray for the whole entire world that's stricken with this virus. And my family and state of Georgia and all around the country and our leaders
and
the scientists who come up with a cure.
Amen. All right. I've got that down, literally the whole world. And you know what? Isn't our God mighty to save? I mean, He's big enough. He made the whole place. Amen. Amen. All right, Kenneth, anything specific in your life? We have looked around you, but...
I've been praying to coming out of 2 Chronicles 7 and 14 through 15, and I'm just saying that we as a country, as a world, have turned from our wicked ways, and the Lord said that He'll forgive our sins and heal our land, so we had to pray.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a time now that we can get closer to God.
You know,
most of the time we slack off, but it's a time that the world can see the Christians praying and see and believe and have the faith that God will cure and heal the land.
Amen. You know, there really is something different when we're walking in peace, isn't there, Kenneth?
Mm-hmm.
The world can really see. You know, I really appreciate the scripture reference. I had seen that today myself, and I thought, wow, Jesus, if we just would come together. And I really love how in desperate times it draws us so close to Jesus. I heard a story one time where there were missionaries in China. There was a gentleman, the guy says, well, we're going to pray for the relief of the oppression and the things, you know, and I'm not trying to talk bad about China. It's a story I heard. So the things, we're going to pray for the relief for you guys. And the missionary says, no, 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 please don't pray for that. It's what draws us to Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Like this, the hardship is what pushes us towards him, not caused by him all the time. But our Jesus wastes nothing. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Wow.
So we're going to just sit in this with Jesus until he walks us out. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. I appreciate your faith, Kenneth. We'll be praying for you guys and your request in just a moment.
All right.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
We have Rudy calling from California. Rudy, always good to hear from you. How can we pray or praise with you? You there?
I do have a special prayer request.
All right.
That's to keep the churches open, because a lot of churches are shutting down.
Mm. Yeah. Well, yes, Rudy, and we can certainly lift that up. And in fact, you know, I think that we can in confidence pray that prayer, because God, through his Spirit, is going to give each church discernment on what they need to do. And so I can certainly resonate with that, because we do need those places where people can come together if you know, the Spirit is moving in that direction. How has your congregation been?
Well, we officially shut doors until April 30th, and we're doing online, online Facebook Live.
Great, great. Utilizing that technology and everyone's safe at the same time. So God bless you, Rudy. Go ahead.
No, dinner's done. That's why.
Oh, I'm sorry?
No, dinner is done.
Okay. Well, we're certainly going to lift you up and your congregation, and it's always good to hear from you, Rudy.
Okay, I was going to share a scripture, but I'll share it. It was 1 Peter chapter 3.
Go ahead.
Okay. I didn't know if I caught you guys late enough.
No, you're good.
So it's 1 Peter 3:3-8. It says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to his great mercy. He has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power and being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you rejoice for a little while. If necessary, you have been grieved by various trials, so that the test of genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes through it, is set by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
You have not, and final verse. Though you have not seen him, you love him. Though you do not now see him, you believe in him and rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory.
Amen. May his word accomplish what he intended it to do.
That's right. Rudy, thank you so much. And we always look forward to hearing your scripture. And I just want to encourage you, for the sake of time moving forward, if you could just give us maybe one or two verses. Those were such great verses, though, today.
It's hard to break it up.
In this time.
It's hard to break it up.
But we really appreciate it. So take care, Rudy. Stay safe and stay healthy.
Amen.
God bless.
All right.
You too. Always glad to hear. You know, there's some voices that we've become familiar with.
That's right.
And, you know, it's like listening. It's like hearing from your family or your brother or your sister again.
Yeah, know? That's right.
So, you guys, we are waiting for some calls to be prepared to be brought through.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we could probably go ahead and pray. How
that's
about
right.
You?
Let's pray.
Go for it.
Father God, we are so grateful for this this opportunity, God, and we can lift up our family in prayer. And Lord, we just want to lift up Rudy, who is just concerned about the presence of churches in the community and being open and available to those who need help and hope during this time. And so, Lord, I pray that you would, we pray that you would help them to be able to identify those technological means, avail themselves of those resources that would allow them to stay safe and healthy and yet be able to minister to those who need it. And we just thank you so much for Hope Channel and for this opportunity here on Let's Pray to do just that. And so, Lord, we ask that you would continue to open those doors for individuals during these times. And may they see you in these times, Lord, and be encouraged despite what's going on around them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, I just want to lift up Kenneth, Lord. His request was for the whole world. And Lord, although to us we go, wow, I mean, that's big sometimes. But we cannot forget, Father, who you are. And that although our circumstances or viruses, Lord, that they truly are very big to us, Lord, they are small to you. Heavenly Father, we are asking in a sweeping motion, could you cover this world with your arm? Mm-hmm. Lord, thank you that you are a God who saves, who sees, who heals, that you are the almighty physician, Lord. Kenneth was praying for the state, for the scientists that are working on assistance for us, Lord. And again, our healthcare provider asking for the kind of protective gear that they need, Jesus. Lord, I just want to pray a few scriptures, Father. It says, do not fear, Lord. We thank you that you have redeemed us, that you've called us by name, that we are yours, that when we pass through the waters, Father, you say you'll be with us. And through the rivers, they will not overwhelm us, Lord. You say that when we walk through the fire, we shall not be burned. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. And that the flame shall not consume you. For you are the Lord, and we are thankful for you, Father. You are the Holy One of Israel and our Savior. And Jesus, you are so wonderful that you say, peace I leave with you. Lord, thank you for your peace.
Yes.
Jesus, thank you that you don't give peace as the world gives. But you don't want our hearts to be troubled and you don't want us to be afraid. Lord, your word says all of those things. And so, Jesus, we believe that by praying the word, Father, there's just nothing better that we can do. Lord, we are standing in the truth. We pray that you would sanctify us by your truth because your word is the truth. In the precious and mighty name of Jesus, amen.
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 Amen. Well, Season, could you kind of let us know about our new voicemail system and
Absolutely.
How people can contact us?
So you may have heard us tell you the phone number before. It's 877, pardon me, 7-LETS-PRAY, 877-753-8777. You can follow the system directions in there. You know, hey, welcome to Let's Pray. If you want to, leave a voicemail with your prayer request. You can hit, I believe it's 2. And then if you want to tell us, maybe Let's Pray has impacted your life in some way, in a positive way. Maybe it's changed your life in some way through Jesus and Let's Pray. We want to hear about that too. You'll just hit 3. It's literally as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's right.
So what we've been doing is tracking with you, and we are overwhelmed by the response for our voicemail system and the stories of impact that have been rolling in. We have pulled a few of them and put them together just to give you a small sample of some of the things that we're that are coming in that we as a team are praying for. So here, take a listen to this.
I love watching Let's Pray, and also I like to pray for everybody that's there praying, and they really impact my life by me by coming on national TV and saying they'll be your prayer partner. I want to thank God for the things he's doing and the things he's about to do. They say it in the Bible when I read it, Hebrews 11:6, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that come to God must believe that he is, and that he's the rewarder of those that diligently seek him. God want to be seeked by every living human. I love the fact that Les Free is on national television, and I love the people that pray every time they get a chance. And I want to thank God Almighty for having those workers that do such a great job. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Yeah.
Praise God. We are so grateful that what we are doing, which we know it's being blessed by the Father, yeah. is blessing other people's
That's
lives.
It. That's it. That's why we come in here. That's
that
why we
is.
Do this. Yeah.
All right. So I do have, you know, we have a vibrant, I like to say vibrant, online community, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, guys, at Let's Pray Live. We just put up some fresh content today saying hi, letting you know we were coming on, and we had some prayers for you as well. But right now, I would like to say hi to a few folks. So we are saying hi to Claude, Elaine, Melissa, Joy, Helen, Yvonne, Jennifer, Claire, Carlene, Karis, Ruth, Dina, Denise, Melody, Fatima, and Sarima. You guys, hello. Thank you so much for being a part of this community. I know that you guys are praying while we pray, as well as all of the folks watching in whatever way they are.
Yeah.
HopeTV.org, Hope Channel app. We're so grateful that we get to be a part of this community.
That's right. That's
Amen.
Right. Yeah, Season, I just want to encourage our listeners and our family. Listen, tell someone about Let's Pray. This is the perfect time to tell someone that you know is going through it. If you're just in casual conversation, you hear fear in the voice of a family member or a friend. Maybe someone feels lonely. Maybe they're in their house. They can't get out. You know, whatever the case is, let them know Wednesdays at 8 p.m. there's a program. If they're on Facebook, if they're on Instagram, or if they just want to watch on DirecTV Channel 368, they can tune in to Let's Pray, and they have a global community who is waiting to just lift them up in prayer and to provide some hope. Isn't that right, Season?
You know, you can go to the online prayer room as well,
hopetv.org/letspray.
Just click on that tab that says prayer room, and there you can find folks to pray for, but you can be prayed for as well, and you can do it anonymously.
Yes.
That's something that some people really, really like. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of private things that go on in our lives, but
That's
we
right.
need prayer for.
That's it.
There is a little star that somebody can click that says they've prayed for you, and then you get a little email. Guys, please know that that prayer room is such a source of encouragement for others.
Yeah.
So if you find yourself feeling like, can I do something to encourage someone during the coronavirus pandemic? Go to the online prayer room, because people need to know they're being covered.
That's
it's
right.
the place where we don't have to pray alone. Amen?
Amen.
Hope at home.
That's right. And speaking of praying and having community, we have someone who's called in just now. Melvin calling from Georgia. Melvin, so good to hear from you. How can we pray a praise with you?
I have a situation in my home. My prayer partner's daughter didn't have a place to live, and I took her in, and her daughter, and she used very abusive language, and I got an autistic daughter, and it's very stressful for both of us. You know, we need prayer.
Wow. Do you mind giving us the first name of the lady who is living with you?
Betty.
Betty? Okay.
And then she got a daughter. Her name is Alea.
Okay. Alea. All right. May I ask, are you being abused at this time?
No, she just used abusive language.
The language, okay.
No, just use a lot of
foul language.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Melvin, we're so sorry to hear that this is what you're going through, and we're certainly going to be in prayer for you. Just stay with us, keep calling us, let us know. You have a community here. And we're going to lift you up. In fact, I just want to pray for you now.
We believe that Jesus can change a situation and a person right inside of it.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right. Let's pray.
Amen.
Thank you.
Father God, we thank you so much for Melvin.
Yes.
It sounds like you have blessed him with fullness of days. And in doing so, Lord, he just seems like he is wanting to give back. And so he took in Betty and her daughter. And in doing so, I would imagine he would have never seen the type of abuse coming his way. Lord, we ask that you would move in this situation. Melvin and so many like him find themselves in abusive situations after they've given so much back over the years. And Lord, we just ask that you would even now cover Melvin, not just cover him, protect him, God. Yes, he says that it's not physical and that it's verbal, but words hurt sometimes worse than any physical bearing could. And so, Lord, we ask that you would guard his heart and mind, God. And Lord, that you would intervene, that you would, that some accountability can take place from somewhere, God. So that if Betty needs to find a different place, Lord, with her daughter, then so be it. But however you work this out, God, we ask that it would be evident that a miracle took place and that it was you at work, that Melvin would have peace during this time, God. We pray in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we come against the enemy in that home and we bind him in Jesus' name, God. Shut his mouth through Betty, if necessary, so that she can say nothing. Where curses would come out, may they be blessings. Lord, thank you for what you will do. And we can't wait to hear from Melvin on how you work this out, God. Strive with him as he's going through this. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Lord, I think I'll continue in prayer for our dear Carol. Father, thank you so much that you see her right where she is. You know exactly what's going on. And we pray, Lord, that you would cover and bless her. Father, the rest of her details she would like to keep private, Lord. But I know that you know exactly where she is. And so I thank you that we can trust you with her, Lord, because our hearts are concerned. And so we thank you, Father, for Elwood, Lord, for the impact that Let's Pray is having on his life and for his gratitude, Jesus. We know it's gratitude to you. So Heavenly Father, even as he expresses it to us, we lift it to you, Lord.
Yes.
Father, we want to lift you up and that you would draw all men to you. And Father, Barbara, Lord, in Missouri, I'm going to be talking to her in just a second. Father, you know what her needs are. And Lord, I thank you. I'm praying in advance for her in the name of Jesus. I don't know why, but I just feel like I'm supposed to, Lord. So thank you for Barbara. Thank you for what's going on in her life, Lord, in that you can bring her through it. Whatever her heart is concerned with, whatever is going on around her, Lord, I pray that you would be in the midst there, Father, and that you would intervene on her and her requests' behalf in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
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 So, Miss Barbara, I just prayed for you. Would you like to chat with us here? Welcome to Let's Pray. Barbara, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, Miss Barbara. I don't know why I prayed for you. I just felt like the Lord wanted me to pray for you right then.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. We'll pray again. Tell me what your request is.
Well, I am sad. Saturday, I fell on my face on a on asphalt.
On the asphalt?
Oh. I messed up my face and I broke my kneecap, on my left side kneecap. And I'm in a Maranatha nursing home.
Okay.
And down to my house in Springfield, Missouri. And I just want to pray for healing and the pain to not be so bad.
I'm so sorry.
And that I'll get out of here soon and get to go home.
Mm-hmm.
And my verse, the favorite one is, if God, all things are possible.
Amen.
And I believe that and I trust that and with all my heart that somehow this will be over and I'll be home soon.
Amen. Maybe he has you on a secret assignment in that home. For some reason, you're meant to encourage someone there. I am sorry that you're in pain right now, Miss Barbara. Are you able to walk with the kneecap the way it is?
No.
Oh.
I can't walk at all.
I'm so sorry. So your placement there is temporary as you recover. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yes, and I want to also say that I know I have been a help to a lot of the nurses here, and that I have a ministry of my own that I make bookmarks and I'll put verses on them and hand them to people. And I gave out many here at the hospital.
Amen.
And
amen.
I do this as a ministry to the Lord to pass out my bookmarks. I take the pictures and then I make them.
Praise God. I bet it is an absolute blessing to the people around you. Miss Barbara, it's been a joy to talk to you. Keep us posted. We would like to continue to pray with you, if that's okay,
while you're there. Thank you.
Yes, please. You do not have to pray alone. Now, you're stuck with us. That's what we say. All right, Miss Barbara, thanks so much. We'll be praying in just a moment for you. What an encouragement.
Yes.
And the scripture she gave, all things.
Yeah. Lulu is calling us from Texas. Lulu, how can we pray a praise with you?
Yes. Thank you so much for allowing me to come on. First, I just wanted to say that it is nice to have the Let's Pray family that can give us hope, especially during this time of crisis. So I just want to thank God for your ministry and what you continue to do.
Amen.
And my prayer for this evening is to pray for the parents.
Yes.
Mm. I am a children's ministry area coordinator for Southwest Region Conference.
Mm.
And I'm thinking about how the parents are struggling to with what to do with their children at home. And the anxiety. So my prayer is for the parents that God will give them that peace of mind and heart as their children are home during this time. But also, I want to also lift up those who go out every single day to work and earn a daily living for their family, especially our teachers who are still trying to figure out how to teach our children,
right.
Maybe through live videos and stuff like that, or even how to provide food for the children who do not have anything, that God will keep a hedge of protection around them as well.
That's
as they do the healthcare workers, that to keep them safe and protect them, that they too will not get the disease bring it back home to their family. So that's my prayer for today, for parents, for the healthcare workers, for teachers to figure out something to do with their children, but God will protect them as well.
Amen. Miss Lulu, thank you so much. And that prayer request resonates with me. As Susan and I have three-year-old rambunctious boys, and we are trying to figure out what to do, but we're so thankful. Thank you so much for calling, and we're certainly going to lift them up and you as well. All right.
Thank you.
All right. Wonderful. Wonderful. So I have Wanda. I was going to say wonderful in Tennessee. Wanda, welcome to Let's Pray.
Thank you.
Well, wonderful. Welcome. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you all doing?
It's good to hear your voice. How can we pray for you?
Thank you. Bless your heart.
Amen.
This is my first time seeing your program, and I guess it's meant for me to be here tonight to listen to you guys.
I hope so. I hope it's been an encouragement. We all
do. It really have. It really have.
How can we pray for you?
Well, I'd like for you to pray for my girlfriend, my best friend, who's dealing with cancer. She had her first treatment last week, so she's having good times and bad times.
Okay.
And so I try to be there for her, and I just ask you to pray for her and pray for me that I can be there for.
Amen.
And just to pray for everybody to get out of the panic mode, because God is in control.
We do need it.
And Ephesians 3:20 said, glory to God who is able to do far beyond all
exceedingly
that we could ask or imagine.
Amen.
By his power at work within us. We have to remember that God is in control.
Amen.
We get weak. We forget. So we just ask God just to continue to watch over us, watch over my son, grandson, so that we all can stay safe. And then those that are sick, touch them.
Amen.
So they can feel better.
Amen. I'm wondering, would you mind telling me just their first names of your son and your grandson?
My son's name's Michael. My grandson is Keegan.
Michael, ooh, I like that, Keegan. That's wonderful, Miss Wanda.
Thank
it's
you.
Been a it's been an encouragement to hear your voice tonight. So we're grateful that you've called. We're going to be lifting this up, and I would like to leave you with a scripture. You were talking, and I remembered I have a set of scriptures that I've put together for today's program. But Psalm 46, it says, "God is our refuge and strength, an ever present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea." though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. God is our refuge and our strength. We will not fear. And I know that not everybody's emotions are in that place. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. There's no shame going on here. We're just saying that keep going, because the Lord can bring you to that place where you don't have to be afraid, even if you're not quite there yet. Amen?
Amen.
Amen, Miss Wanda. We love you. We'll be lifting you up in just a sec. And now, Mario, we only have a few minutes left in the program. We want to let you guys know we love you. The lines are full right now. We wish we could go 2 hours, but, you know, the big guy said no.
Right.
Yep. So we are going to be with you. You guys can find us on Facebook at Let's Pray Live and just talk to us. We'll pray with you there. Mario and I are going to be hopping on social media a little bit more, okay? Mm-hmm. We've got the promise of the day.
We got the promise of the day. Mm-hmm. So, friends, our promise of the day is found in, drum roll, here we go.
You ready?
Where is that? Matthew 6:33, familiar, yes, yes. And it says, but seek first the kingdom and his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. We're talking about the righteousness, putting on the breastplate of righteousness.
Amen.
We're seeking first God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto us, Season.
That is true.
It's almost self-explanatory.
It really is. You know, I would like to take our time for our final prayer to lift up Wanda and to mention Barbara. And I just want to say hi to Nicola, Bola, Ruth, Amika, Bernadette, and Colleen. Woo!
Yes.
And then Claire, Cynthia, Melody, Joy, Cheryl, Colleen, Evan, and another friend named Joy. We see these requests here. I think we might hop on right after the program at Let's Pray Live on Facebook and pray over these requests so we've not forgotten you. Stay with us in just a second.
Yeah.
Let's say our final prayer. Is that okay?
Sure. Let's pray.
All right. Don't forget Wanda and Barbara.
Gotcha. Father, thank you so much for this time together. We just ask that you would seal all the requests in your courts, God. You hear them, you know them, and your spirit interprets them. We ask that you be with Barbara, Wanda, and Lulu, God, that you would bless and keep them, Lord. You know their various requests. We heard them here tonight. But Lord, we ask that you would minister to them in this time and to those that they're concerned about. We love you, God, and we anticipate the moving of your hand in our circumstances, because you said you'll never leave us nor forsake us. So we hold on to you. Though the world may fall apart, we know we have you, and we're anchored because you love us and you're with us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Beautiful. And we are covered in his righteousness.
That's right.
And we can use it as a guard. Amen.
That's right.
You guys, don't forget that we're going to be meeting you next week at the same time for more prayer and praise. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Let's Pray Live. We'll see you Facebook in just a second.
That's right. And you know, this is Let's Pray, the place where you don't have to pray alone. We love you guys. Take care.